Joe, a lot of ups and downs tonight in this North MAC game. You guys were able to get out to a good lead. Really, transition game was so strong for you in that first quarter. A lot of defensive rebounds, too. One and done on that end for North MAC, but they were able to come back. You go into halftime, down four. But then another run, again, opens things up. In the third quarter, you guys are able to get out to that lead, push it out. You're up by five and just kind of kept pushing and riding that through to the fourth quarter. So got to feel good when you're third in a row, third straight here at home. So 3-3 so far in this homestand. Got you going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Hats off to North MAC. Watching them on film, I thought they were a really good team. Ran their offense so well. It was going to be a big challenge for us to guard them. And it was nice. It was an emphasis for us to get off to a good start, but we knew a run was coming, and they really hit us in the mouth there in the second quarter. And our kids dug down deep, and I think that we grew up tonight as a team. I really do.
And, of course, something that you've seen so much whenever things are going really right. I mean, even when things are going wrong, they're still doing, but everybody's seeing each other so well, and everybody is sharing the ball. They're being selfish when they need to and take that open shot, but then they're sharing the ball when they need to, and really that's something that you can't coach.
Yeah, and we put – one of the things that we haven't talked about much here is we put in a new system this year, and we put it in November. I mean, when the kids got done with football, we kind of learned some stuff over the summer of what worked well and what didn't, and we're still learning that, and we're still getting used to it. And tonight it was big for us, and kids are getting used to the dribble drive and making good decisions and playing off 2 feet. And I thought that was key for us tonight. And our kids were getting into the paint. They were making better decisions when Lucas was open. Whenever they helped down, we were able to get him the ball and get him going. And I thought that was a big factor in the game.
And of course, really with that offense that you're running tonight, you know, it seemed like all night long kind of similar offensive set, just different versions of that set, and really tried to pull the North MAC defense out. They pretty much stayed man all night long, but you guys were able to pull that out, and so many times you did find Lucas on the backside, on the back block where he was open. Carter was able to sneak in. Quentin was able to sneak in. So it really worked for you guys tonight, being able to pull that defense out.
Yeah, and one of the things, North MAC, great team, but they're not very deep, and there was a couple kids on their team that got fouls in the first quarter. They had two guys with two fouls, and it was one of those things that every time we put the ball on the floor to try to get into the paint, those guys guarding the ball were, you know, cognizant of, hey, I cannot foul. So we told our kids to be really aggressive when they got that double gap to get downhill and be patient off 2 feet and just make the right decision.
Of course, you get this momentum going, and you got the three wins at home. You know, nice four-game homestand here after, you know, we talked last week, and you were 1-2, you know, on the road to start the season, but now you're stringing some of those things together. Pretty much right timing where you want to be with those things coming together, because you know that you're going to have a tough Carlisle team coming in for that Saturday night matchup.
Yeah, Carlisle's really good. It's not going to get any easier. It's going to be a big challenge for us, very physical team. You know, and it's one of those things where we got an opportunity tomorrow night to play at home against a good team and a chance for us to get better. You know, in the last three games, we've gotten a little bit better each game. So just look at that small marker, you know, from last Friday at Altamont to now. I mean, you see a team that has grown, you know, and that's all that this is about. It, you know, results are, you know, something that's emphasized and people really care about those. And of course, we want to win. But at the end of the day, we want to be able to say that we got better. And it's a heck of a lot easier to do, you know, after winning. You know, and learning after wins than it is losses, but our kids have just been tremendous the last week of, you know, getting a little bit better and competing just really hard. There was a point there during the second quarter where it was just like, man, this is going to be such a challenge for us to guard these guys. They had gotten so many open threes, and this team makes those shots. And there was one point, I think there was a minute left in the game, I turned down to Mr. P and I said, how many points these guys have this half? And they had 12 at that time. So I think they finished with 18 in the second half, but with a minute left, they had 12. And that was because we guarded. I mean, Brent McCarty guarded one of the best five players in this league for sure. And he held him to 6 points, and he did not get clean looks. I mean, he just didn't. He was everywhere sticking to him. Just a tremendous job by him and all our kids. But, you know, that was really an emphasis coming into the game was to shut down 12 and not give him any clean looks, and we did that.
So, of course, you talk about getting better, and this is a stretch where you had to get better quick because, like I said, you have Carlisle coming in, but then after that, you're going to Auburn, down a little bit. They lost quite a bit from last year, but still a tough team, especially when you're going to play Auburn at Auburn. And then a week from now, you're looking at another conference game, and you're at Staunton. Staunton is never an easy place to play in their program that's been up and coming, so had to get better right now and grow up real quick in this week because that is a tough three-game stretch coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why this was a big one. I mean, it was a big one anyway, you know, first conference game. You know, Carlisle's really good. Auburn, they just beat North Mac by 13, so that tells you where they're at for our game Tuesday night. And then Staunton is the conference favorite far and away next Friday on the road. So we knew this was a tough stretch for us, but, you know, we like the direction that we're headed. We're getting a little bit better each night and just so proud of our kids and their effort and playing together. And it was such a great basketball game and a great team win.
And of course, you talk about a team win too, and as you're putting things together and you're going in this stretch too, you know, you look at it, and it was so funny because, you know, I know myself looking at stats the other day, and I was like, oh, Quentin had 30, and it was like, and it's not like just a big flashy 30. He had another 20 tonight. You know, like I said, Casey, it was just like putting together those rebounds. It's just they're solid all together, everybody doing their different pieces. And the crazy thing is you look at that floor and any given night you've got five guys out there that could bust open 20, 25 points any given night. It's been Quentin a couple times this week, but you know, Andrew starts hitting from three, Carter, you know, Lucas down low gets a bunch of looks. How dangerous does that make you guys this early in the season too?
We have kids with different skills. They fit together, you know, and you've kind of alluded to that. I mean, Brenton's our best defender. Quentin's our best athlete. Andrew's probably our most well-rounded player. Lucas is our best big. And Carter's probably been our best shooter up to this point. And he's also a well-rounded kid. You know, he had a big offensive rebound putback down here in the second half whenever we were kind of fighting to get into a rhythm, you know. So kids are fitting together. We're developing some kids off the bench. I mean, Patty McDowell, every second that he was out there, he guarded one of their two best players, you know. He's such a hard-working kid. He loves to compete, you know, and we love the direction that he's headed too. You know, and Camden Ruitt and Cole Metzger gave us minutes off the bench as well, you know, so we like our team, we like the direction that we're headed, and it was a great night to be a Vandal.